The road into Lima was dual carriageway. To begin with, this was so quiet that I began to wonder if we'd somehow missed the road close signs. But as we got closer to the city, the density increased. The condition of the vehicles was even worse than that of the heaps in Buenos Aires. Here it seemed that people couldn't even afford brown parcel tape to hold their cars together. The foggy air was thick and yellow with belching, unfiltered fumes, and as we slowed down in the traffic, I had the chance to make a closer inspection. The truck in front of us looked like a thundering potential death trap. I wondered how it wasn't shaking itself to pieces. The rear number plate was held on with a knotted old shoelace. The bumper was only fixed on one corner, so every time the truck crashed through a pothole, the bumper hit the ground and sparks flew. The rear flap of the load bed was missing, and the wooden sides were so battered and splintered that the passengers riding in the back must have been afraid of being stabbed. A trail of oil dribbled down every time the truck slowed, and so much was coming out that I wondered how long it would continue to run before the engine seized solid. All four of the rear tyres were bald, and three of them were down to the canvas. The exhaust pipe was blackened, disintegrating, and vibrated madly with the combination of engine-induced rumbles and those that came from the road surface. The suspension had collapsed on one side, so the truck leaned like an old drunk. The driver's horn presumably no longer worked, as the lad with him sat on the roof of the truck, banging it madly when anyone even dared to come close. When a vehicle got too close, he screamed obscenities at the driver. He must have been burning calories at a massive rate as a result of his furiously enthusiastic, arm-waving, cab-bashing, traffic-parting system. He was so efficient that the mess of junk on wheels cleared a path rapidly through the mayhem. I just hoped that Birgit would keep following it and that nothing would fall off it in front of us. Then we got lost. Somehow, we'd not seen a Pan-American highway sign, or we'd missed one to the city of Barranca. We parked up, creating a small traffic island, and everyone got on with their dashes to wherever they were going, as if we were no more than a rock at the side of the stream. Road signs seemed to have stopped altogether, and street names were non-existent. The road was wide enough to be dual carriageway, but the drivers treated it as an anyway. Left and right lanes of traffic didn't exist. People just drove straight at each other as if playing a constant game of chicken. The edge of the streets were lined with dust-covered paint-peeling shops and small workshops, in front of which probably a decade of detritus had collected. Dust, orange peel, newspapers, ripped magazines, the remnants of political posters, old bent nails, blackened banana skins, twisted lengths of reinforcement bar, a rusting rear truck axle, a broken plastic washing-up bowl, and wooden ice lolly sticks, lay next to a yellow dog which must surely be dead, and a 125cc motorbike with four milk churns strapped to it. But even in our dirty state, we must have stood out like a couple of sore thumbs. A policeman came to our aid. Happily, we hadn't got too far off the route we needed, and with some very nimble work, we managed to get back out into the stream and rode hard. There are two ways to ride this sort of traffic. Give way to everything and take a month of Sundays to get through, or push and shove as hard as the next person. For the latter, you had to convince yourself that no one meant you any harm, and then ride with Latin flair or even arrogance. That all worked well until a car driver rammed me out of his way. He was very clever at it too. He found a way to nip in just alongside me by my panniers and then gave an almighty shove that had me wheeling out of the way in front of everyone else, who of course reacted as you'd expect. Horns blared and fists were waved. The car driver gave me a cocky grin and a very cheerful wave as he moved into the gap he'd just created. But I was furious. He'd got the better of me. I was also more than a little shaken. Thank you.